We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Star 94.1.
Oh my God.
It's the Jeff and Jen Show.
Hey, Rachel, welcome to the Jeff and Jen Show.
Hi.
What up?
Just hanging out. I couldn't resist calling in when I heard that you were looking for stories of ignoring the sign.
All right, what do you got?
Okay, I got married a couple years ago. I'm now divorced, so that tells you how that went.
Okay.
Yeah. What were the signs?
Yeah.
Two signs that I ignored. One was kind of serious, and one was just really funny. So the first one, a week before my wedding, I was 21, so I was young. You know, I had an emergency root canal.
Oh.
Yeah, so that was a pretty big sign that I ignored. The second sign was on the wedding day, and we got to the venue, all dressed, ready to go, ready to get married. When my fiance discovered that his pants, which he had tailored, the tailor had undone the seam in the back, like the seam that covers your butt. Okay? And the tailor had done that to take in the pants, but had forgotten to sew it back up. So we were
That's
at
great.
Church, and he was sitting there with, you know, his pants undone. So those were the two signs that I ignored.
And you're divorced now.
And I'm divorced now. He was not a nice guy. So
you went through the ultimate root canal.
Yep, it was awful. So pay attention to the universe, I guess.
Thank you. Hey, Amanda, welcome to the Jeff and Jen Show.
Hi, thank you.
Hello. So some signs that you maybe should have ignored because it didn't end well.
Oh my gosh, so many signs. It hasn't ended yet. I think I'm in the middle of it.
So you're getting...
All right, so what are the signs coming to you?
Well... So my boyfriend is moving in with me this weekend, actually, and it's great. It's just that a few things have happened that are making me really nervous.
Okay.
So, like first of all, like days, like weeks ago, we had to update the lease info, you know, with his stuff on it, information. And when it was all done, it was just sitting on the table, and we spilled red wine all over it and had to do it again, which at the time that was just funny and that was like, you know, nothing. But and the next thing that happened was what happened next? Oh, he has a dog and he's bringing his dog and we have to do a pet deposit, you know. And so the check that he wrote fell out of the car and blew down the street, and it blew into the only thing that could ruin it on the street, which was this giant puddle from this guy washing his car. And
okay. So
I know that, but at first I thought I was like just being paranoid, and
maybe you guys are just really bad with paperwork.
Yeah.
maybe we're not looking at bad signs.
Liquids and paper don't mix in
your
life.
maybe we're just really clumsy. Oh, I hope that's it. But then, okay, so next, so we ordered a new bed, a queen size bed, and you know, like my bed is, you know, I've had several boyfriends with that bed, so we thought fresh start.
Okay.
And the bed gets delivered, and it's a twin.
And oh no! So,
which is fine. So they take it back, they bring back the right one. It was all fine, but then they start unpacking it, and we got a headboard too, and the headboard is like completely cracked and broken, and we had to go through the whole thing again, of them packing it up and bringing it all back. And
you're like, why is this so hard?
So these are multiple signs that maybe the two. Now, are you guys, are you like in love? Like, is this the guy you're going to marry in theory?
Well, I think so. Okay. I mean, up until now, I thought so.
Right.
Like, it's really serious. I've only had one other boyfriend that I've lived with. So, like, I don't do that really quickly, you know, like that's important to me, like that's a big deal. And so yeah, he's really great and
But you got to start thinking when all these things happen.
Right.
Now, did you recognize them as signs maybe he shouldn't move in? Or did one of your friends or like your mom, like did somebody go, there's a lot of coincidences here?
Well, I was telling my friend about it. I mean, I'd been thinking about it because everything just kept going. It was just a matter of days, you know, it happened back to back. So like so much stuff happened and I was laughing about it. And my friend was like, red flag, red flag.
Well, when is he actually supposed to move in? Is it this weekend?
Yeah, it's like tomorrow. Like,
all right,
like packing up.
Then we need to check in with you on Monday and find out if it went well.
And I would say just maybe buy the extra insurance from the movers.
Yes.
Just in case they like drop everything you own. Okay.
Well, we're doing it ourselves, so hopefully it'll be okay.
Uh-oh.
All right, we'll call you on Monday and find out how it went, okay?
All right, thanks.
All right, thanks. The Jeff and Jen Show.
Star 94.1.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.